WHAN Radio does not share the same views and opinions of Radio Rubber Room, nor should anyone.
A story which contains more than first meets the ear.
Time does not pay.
Yeah, this is Radio Rubber Room, live on WHAN 1430 AM, also heard on 102.9 FM and podcast at www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com or Radio Rubber Room on iTunes. We have Shaq Band here with us tonight. What's going on, Shaq Band?
What's happening?
Who's that? Tell the people who you are.
That's, my name's Mason.
What's up, Mason? What do you play?
I play bass guitar.
All right. And you, sir?
What up? I'm Hunter. I play some guitar.
Some guitar? And you both sing too, correct?
We
yes,
do.
Indeed.
All right. And this gentleman over here, our good friend Bobby.
What's up? Good to see y'all again.
You're closing in on some people on what's the most time someone's been on the show, do you know? Like 4 or 5?
Ooh.
You know who holds that record?
I think Brian Riley
is tied with
Joe or something.
Will? For 4 shows.
All right, you're at 2.
I'm working on it.
You're at 2.
You are.
You're halfway there.
Yeah, exactly.
Halfway there.
You can beat them. We'll get you a trophy, buddy.
I'm in.
Well,
a dinner from Sheets.
A plaque would be good, too. He's a plaque guy.
we'll give you one of those awards that are hanging on the wall over there.
What we'll really do is Sharpie your name somewhere hidden.
Probably a bathroom stall.
There we go.
And then you, good sir, tickling the ivories over there.
Yeah, I'm a piano player, Andrew.
What's your last name, sir?
Gillespie.
There we go.
Gilletto.
Thank you, Bobby.
And what is your social security number? And your ATM PIN number. So, guys, tell me a little bit about the Shaq Band. What are you guys all about? What do you guys do?
I mean, we've been together for like 4 years. We started back in Blacksburg, Virginia Tech. Mm-hmm. And those two fellas, Mason and Andrew, started it up. And then I joined later on, and then Bobby once we moved to Richmond.
I'm Richmond blood here.
So yeah, we moved to Richmond and we snuck out Bobby.
Your guys' stickers definitely appear on a lot of toilets and toll booths.
We try for the toll booths.
That's what we're going for.
We live on the south side right next to a toll booth, so if we want to go downtown or in the fan, we're going to go through one, so you know, why not?
You gotta put a sticker on there.
You guys should try and
get free tolls for that. Like you're like, no, that's my band. I don't have to pay this.
Well, after 3 o'clock in the morning, they don't have them open. They're all the way open, so we just fly through them.
You know, if you shove a sticker down in the toll booth, the next time you come around, you can just dig all the money out.
That's a good plan, man.
That is, yeah.
I like that. Now everyone knows your plan, though.
Now
everyone's
right,
gonna
man.
Be doing it.
Sorry, and I'm egalitarian. I like to share the information.
I had a car that the window wouldn't go down one time, so I had to open the door to pay tolls, and I made a lot of money doing that. Like,
yeah.
you know, change down there, pay the toll,
yeah.
and leave with 50 extra cents.
If you reach into the rejection thing, you can find a lot of money, but you can find some weird stuff in there, too.
I made enough to get my window fixed.
You can get, like, $4 in Canadian quarters. That is totally illegal, by the way.
You will get
pulled over. Taking the reject change.
No, it's not.
I've had, like, the trooper standing there be like, put that change back.
What if your change gets rejected? Shouldn't you be able to reclaim your rejected change?
I tried telling him that. I was like, I threw in $6 worth of quarters.
Well, it didn't necessarily mean it was illegal. He was just probably waiting to collect it.
Yeah, he was. I would have done it a long time ago if I was him.
What? Just collected
the toll money.
Well, I mean,
I feel like the tolls in Richmond are like set up for them to get extra money anyway. Like, who has two dimes? Like, and if you go through there and give them a dollar in the full service, they don't even give you dimes back. They give you a quarter and a nickel. Like, that's going to help you on your way back.
I've never had dimes. Yeah. Exactly right. See,
here, I have a question for the band because we do that kind of thing. Coming now, imagining that I've never heard music in my entire life.
Which is true.
Try to describe y'all's whole style to me with one word.
That's
awesome.
Good word.
Good word.
Yeah, I guess that word.
Awesome. How do you feel about that, Sean?
All right, we'll have to see.
You'll let us know.
So, Derek, good news. We've discussed it a couple of times. You're very excited right now.
I'm very excited. Yep. Can you tell?
I can.
It's not just the coffee jitters.
No.
It's excitement, too.
You're going to be hosting RVA Beer Fest.
I will, Saturday.
Yep.
And then stuff's going on Friday as well.
Yes.
I will not be down there for it. You want to tell everybody a little bit about that?
Fire Spinners. I don't know if anybody's seen PLF before, but they're going to have fire triggers shooting fire to the music and people swinging things that are on fire around at other people. And yeah, and beer, most beer. Importantly.
So beer bands
and fire, I mean,
and fire.
It's like my childhood.
It's gonna be a good time, and yeah, until yeah, the fire and the beer mix. The fire spinners aren't gonna be drinking.
Combining no. fire okay, and good. Alcohol, that's like a really smart idea. I don't know why they didn't do that years ago.
And I will be hosting. I will be the MC. Is that the word?
Yes, you will be MCing it
for Saturday. I'll be the guy that's like, yeah, I can't hear you. Like that. That's how I'm going to do it. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. You can do whatever you want, buddy.
All right.
We'll also be hosting the Radio Rubber Room. We'll be hosting the food cart relay.
On the 20th.
On the 20th, man, right before the Richmond Music Review. And so
we will be announcing that lineup shortly.
I can't say that our hosting, me and you hosting it and Sean, is going to be good, but I will say it will be interesting.
It will be interesting.
Yes, so if you can, you come check that out. Brown is doing the food cart relay, and afterwards, the after party is at Tobacco Company for the Richmond Music Review. So lots of things going on.
Lots of things. No sleep. It is time to take a little break, get to a song. This is Apache Radio with High and Away. They will be playing the Beer Fest, by the way.
Trouble, trouble, go and stumble, fall. Join me at the Republic. Small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Hey guys, Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. Driving can be tough if you're drunk or blind or a baby. Driving assistance monkeys are now being trained thanks to a new method of training that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Just remove driving assistance monkey from the fresh seal packaging. Don't worry, they're in a state of hibernation. They did, in their favor, just complete a rigorous training program and travel a long way to get to you. All it takes to activate your monkey is a firm shaking. Once awakened, your driving assistance monkey is ready to drive right out of the box. Drive home from the bar or hospital in style. Thanks to a loophole in federal law, driving assistance monkeys are not subject to traffic violations. Your driving assistance monkey will get you there fast. How fast? Faster than you can tell it where you're going. Driving assistance monkey preemptively decides your destination. Avoiding to yield to traffic, roads, or pedestrians, your driving assistance monkey will get you there using the most direct route. In time, it will learn your area and be able to do tasks on its own, such as go to the grocery store, return books to the library, score drugs, and pick up the kids from school. Don't worry, driving assistance monkey is great with kids, gently smacking troublesome children in the face or throwing feces at them. Each driving assistance monkey comes with monkey-sized driving cap, flavored reward tokens, and emergency sleepy time syringe, just in case of a rebellious monkey. Don't forget to ask about kitchen help, Gorilla, making culinary tasks a breeze with his knowledge of fire and steel. You'll love having my monkeys around. They'll most likely obey your every command.
Yes, yes, yes.
Simon, Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? It's kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes, yes, yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
I
Oh yeah, that was the Shack Band live here on Radio Rubber Room. What was that tune called, guys?
Before It's Over.
Before It's Over. I get it. No, killer tune, guys. I haven't heard you guys live yet. I have heard the recordings and digging it, man. I need to catch you guys next time you're live. You guys played a show last night. Where was that?
We did, yeah. It was in Lexington at W&L.
How'd that go?
It was all right.
Was it just all right?
It was all right.
I feel like it was more than all right because...
No, yeah, it was a blast.
Yeah.
No, we had a good time.
You guys got here unloading the stuff and like there's like cases of beer falling out of the trailer.
The frat guys are nicer than a night, man. They're just over 70 cases.
Yeah. Over 70 cases, yeah. They
didn't give you over 70 cases.
No.
They gave us like 4 or 5.
Keystone and Natty Light.
Only the best.
Yeah, we didn't have to steal it this time. They gave it to them.
Funny thing, though. I actually saw you guys live, and Derek was there. So
when?
At when you guys played with Proverbial at Capitol Ale.
Yeah.
I didn't get there in time.
No, they were playing when we got there.
Were they?
Yeah, they were definitely playing.
We left a good impression.
I saw them. I said hello.
Yeah, I saw Derek that night. You were coming.
They were packing up when I saw them.
Oh, were they? Okay.
I don't know what you saw.
I was a bit sauced. Yeah. I think I saw a bunch of bands that night.
I saw them. I mean, they're I met them there. Yeah. So the Shack Band. Now, I was reading a little bit about, you know, your bio. So you guys started out rehearsing in a shack. Is that a true story?
Yeah, that's a true story. We had this small little one-bedroom spot up in Blacksburg, and, it was called The Shack, obviously.
Okay, so it wasn't an actual shack. Like, there was electricity.
Well, it kind of had some shack features.
It wasn't like this radio station.
Tell about how the shack, with Dave helping you out and everything.
It was a shack, and my dad and I actually fixed it up and kind of made it, you know, inhabitable and whatnot.
If you were inside... Could you see through the walls to the outside?
In a particular spot, yeah, you could originally. You know, if you're looking out a window, that works, right?
That is a shack in my definition.
So it had electricity, plumbing. So it was much nicer than the station.
Yeah, I mean, I lived there for 3 years. I had a fridge.
Yeah.
What did it run off? Electricity?
Yeah. I mean, it was wired.
There's a generator.
he had to crank it. He had to crank start it.
Every day for 14 hours. Just to have cold food.
I had to ride a bike. To power it up.
Lukewarm food. So you guys started out in the shack, and that was in Blacksburg?
Yes.
And did a lot of the college circuit, mainly, correct?
Mainly, yeah. We still do a fair amount of the college circuit. We kind of split our time between doing, you know, those type of gigs and doing club gigs and stuff like that.
So a lot of like private or frat parties.
Yeah.
How do you feel that's helped build an audience?
Oh, it helps out tremendously.
Yeah.
A lot of young people getting to see us.
And then, you know, kids are moving on and whatnot and kind of spreading all over the place.
Yeah, we've had a bunch of people that are getting married that they, you know, they saw us when they were in college and they're getting married now, so I mean
the weddings, that's the money gigs, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. They're fun.
Have you guys ever had any trouble with booking because of your name?
That's a good question. Have you, Mason?
I don't think the names hurt us in that regard.
Like, if I was, like, booking for local bands in another county or something, and they were like, it came down, like, y'all sound cool, I like it. It was like a new wave salsa, but if it came down to the Shack Band and, like, the super fancy cool guys.
Definitely.
Yeah, the cool fancy cool guys. Yeah.
See, that's where we differ. I'd be like Shack Band. What a pretentious name the super fancy cool guys is.
Well, I like the Shack Band because I feel like they could just show up at my house.
Exactly. That's what we want.
And you guys...
I usually invite every band back to my house to play.
One has come so far, right?
One. And they live the next block over. It wasn't like a big stretch for them.
Two of the members are family members of yours?
No.
You guys play pretty regularly at Cafe Diem, don't you?
Yeah.
We do,
monthly or bi-weekly or weekly?
It used to be like consistent like that, but we kind of just... I mean, we play out of town so much now, we try to get at least one to two Thursdays in there. Yeah, Thursday night's our night at DM.
Okay.
Cool. I mean, we love playing there. They've been great to us.
What's up, DM?
Yeah.
Hey, Richard.
Yo, Kevin.
Sean's listening.
Sean.
Open stage night. No, we love DM, man. We love DM. We had a good time. We did our open station out there for a while, and it was a lot of fun.
That's right.
Plus
yeah,
memories, Kevin. Man. I used to, a buddy of mine used to live there, so like right around the time when I turned 21, man, that was the place yeah. I used to get down.
DJ Williams Project, yeah. Man. Tuesday nights in there. It's been there for 10 years.
Dan actually took me to the Cafe Diem for the first time about 10 years ago, probably. To
see I Cafe broke Diem. His Cafe Diem. I'm going to see DJ Williams.
He just had his 10th anniversary show, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's coming up.
That'd be about 8 years ago. So you guys have been touring around a lot, playing a lot regionally, but did finally recently release the first album.
We did, yeah.
Yes.
Tell everyone what that's called, where they can find it.
Gillespie, get on there.
It is called Born and Raised. Mm-hmm. You can go on our website and purchase the CD, or you can go on iTunes.
What is the website?
TheShackBand.com.
That's easy.
Yep, and you can purchase.
Haven't you seen
it's not John Mayer's new album.
Born which is yeah, also called Born and Raised.
He just copied us. He just put his album out and naming
it. I don't know if his is out.
It's not out yet.
It's about to come out, but it's called Born and Raised.
Oh, so you released it first.
Yeah, we got it. We got to it first.
We got it first.
Yeah, you should sue the hell out of
it. Legal team is working.
We're hoping John Mayer's legal team will sue us, and we can ride his coattails.
Yeah, that's probably your best bet.
Look at this jerk.
Yeah, you should post it all over his wall or something. Like really put it in his face that
you stole it.
You stole our album.
Saw the Shack Band, John Mayer.
I think you guys should totally start a battle against John Mayer. That sounds smart artistically.
Yeah,
for sure. Just start bashing him all the time.
Douche.
Should do like
it's win-win. I mean, we could just bash him all the time, and then he's going to look like a jerk-off for if he decides to fight us, you know.
He is Radio Rubber Room's biggest fan.
I heard him call in last week.
Yeah. But yeah, so the album's out. You can get on the website, iTunes.
CD Baby, too.
CD Baby. How much are you, what's the damage? What's it costing?
It's only $5.
The whole album? How many tracks?
The whole thing. It's only...
It's an EP.
It's an EP.
It's what it is, more than a full-length album.
Mm-hmm. Can people download it individually?
For sure.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
99 cents a track.
99 cents a track. Yeah. How many tracks? I'm doing the math.
Five tracks.
Six.
So it's cheaper to get the whole album.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. Buy five, one album, get one song free.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
If I wanted to buy all five songs individually, which one would you recommend that I not buy?
The sixth one.
The sixth one.
Oh, no, he said five.
I just don't. I don't like deals.
It's funny because it's true.
I feel like somebody's getting ripped off. I don't know.
We'll rip you off.
It's probably you, Sean.
I'm just gonna buy five copies of one song.
You're a bargain hunter. I'll tell you what. Yeah. You're a bargain hunter.
That's what I do.
Oh, yes. Yes, where was I? Where was I?
It's about that time, Derek.
It's time to take another break. Time to play a little song. This is Black Girls with Get Off.
Together in the over here, and you don't have to tell me how badass your polar bear wrestling skills are. I gave birth to the first polar bear.
Radical!
Yeah! Extreme polar bear birth!
Extreme! Extreme!
Nothing gets me more hyped than Radio Rubber Room. There's only one thing that gets me more energized, and that's getting dragged by a horse!
Extreme!
Nipple clamp! Ha!
Yeah!
Computers are for sissy boys. I only listen to Radio Rubber Room through the metal plate in my head.
Yeah!
But if you want to hear Radio Rubber Room, go to www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now!
Yeah!
Radio Rubber Room. Awesome!
Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room, here with another great product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. There's no hiding that I like to watch TV a lot. Watching TV can be made difficult whilst doing activities such as taking a shower, chopping vegetables, or driving a jet ski at night. Enough of that nonsense. My new product, it's totally amazing. Sean's TV helmet. I made it out of old microwaves. Sean's TV helmet condenses the mind-numbing entertainment you love into a convenient yet fashionable helmet. Simply plug my TV helmet into two electrical sockets. Wait just a few moments while it warms up. And just relax while the ear and nose plugs form fit to your head. That's snug. Now make sure you're within close proximity to the X-ray receiver interface, and bam, in no time you have access to a staggering 11 channels that I personally approved. What's going on in Sean's bathroom? And Shades of Purple are guaranteed to be your two favorite TV helmet stations. Sean's TV helmet uses highly powerful lasers to turn your eye into the projection screen, beaming the TV directly into your head. It's just like real life. Want to change the channel? Just put the oral remote deep in your mouth and change channels with your tongue. The helmet also comes with refillable odor postules, bringing your TV helmet experience to the next level, with scents like old ham, a fermented banana, I hope, and what I think purple smells like. Having the power of dual microwave technology pulsing through your skull can get hot, so be sure to keep your scalp cooling cap in the freezer and wear before every use. Order my helmet today and I'll throw in my high-def eye drops. If you think you've seen the world, think again.
The Tobacco Company. Located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaka Bottom, for 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
Losing weight can be difficult. Fat layers build up over the years, and over time lodge in your brain, causing stupidness and smelly ear fungus. If you are overweight, a new diet is available that is sure to help you lose that undesirable blubber. The East Africa Diet. The East Africa Diet uses proven science to help you lose weight fast. Scientific evidence shows that the East Africa Diet is the quickest, most effective diet on the market. Enjoy 2 or 3 delicious meals a week. Many to choose from, including dirt, several grains of rice, flies from face, and nothing. 1 in 45 East Africa diets comes with scraps from dead bird that died overhead. Your diet will be supported by rigorous exercises like dig hole to find meal grubs, walk 60 miles for sip of water, and run from lion. Dieters are encouraged to spend 8 to 10 hours a day in the hot sun or near some other plus 100 degree heat source. The East Africa Diet guarantees success. Want an accelerated program? Ask how you can get a jar of mosquitoes directly from East Africa. East Africa Diet may cause hallucinations, extended belly, tight skin, bulging eyeballs, impotency, reduced desire to survive, and flies on face.
Hey! Tony Two-Timer here to tell you about my new legitimate and authentic Indian casino. That's right, Tony is 137th Jamiroquai Indian. Thanks to my speculative genetical lineage, me and my business partners have been afforded the opportunity to seize particular unclaimed lands for the purpose of trading you, your money, in exchange for tax-free, light-flashing fun and entertainment. At Tony Two-Timer's authentic and legitimate Indian casino, you and your associates will wager on interactive games like get this package to my buddy in Queens. How much does this bag that I'm holding weigh? Pin the knife in that guy's kidney. And hook a roulette. where it's up to you, the gambler, to choose the hooker without VD. You into sports betting? Well, Tony's got you covered. We have state-of-the-art 73-inch flat-screen television, so you can bet on the latest underground sports like chicken wrestling, pencil fighting, border sprinting, Rochambeau, and board games, and Marco Polo. Trade in your winner coupons for great prizes like booze, plush animal, goldfish in plastic bag, and 5 minutes in room alone with hooker without VD. Yeesh. Tony Two-Timers Indian Casino. You come bring money, or else I'm gonna whack you off. Myself, personally. Tony Two-Timers Indian Casino, located just off exit 13 of the New Jersey Turnpike.
Welcome, my friends, to Alejandro's fine world of art. I'm Alejandro, your host, and today we will be painting a still life of fruit on a table. First, pick your fruit and lay it gracefully on the table. Accent your fruit with candles and a bottle of fine wine for atmosphere. Be sure the fruit reflects the light just right. You can increase the luster by moistening them with oil. Apply generous amounts of oil to both hands and massage the fruit back and forth, showing plenty of attention to the tip. That should do it. Today I will be working with pastels. Mix the pastels until they are sticky, but still firm. Yes, sticky and firm. I prefer to use my hands so I can get very familiar with my material. Begin by sketching the basic shape of the fruit, so round and succulent. Round and succulent. Next, apply the paint in long, smooth strokes, making sure to accent the natural curves of the fruit. Oh yes, just like that. That's right, flick the brush around, yes, flick it for texture, right there, almost done, that's the spot. Oh dear, all finished, what a masterpiece. This has been Alejandro's fine world of art. Join us next time.
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
And we are back, and we are back. We're about to hear a song from the band. We're about to hear a song from the Shack Band in about 45 seconds. One, two, and three, and four. He's getting his guitar ready. He's getting his
Hunter
guitar
had to
ready.
Take a pee. We lost him.
All right. Are you ready, guys?
Oh, yeah, ready. One, two, four.
hours like days, like time took time and got away. My mind's fixed up, I'm going insane. I'm dreaming when I'm sleeping, even when I'm awake. And I'm not the only one. So this one's for everyone. And
seal the deal.
Seal the Deal by the Shack Band live here on Radio Rubber Room.
That was an exquisite song.
Yeah, that was really good, guys.
That was an exquisite word. I like what you did with that.
I feel like that was the right combination there of like proggy jazz and new wave. Very cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's. I think it's hard when people ask us like what we sound like. We never really know what to say. It's like,
just listen.
Yeah, you gotta come see a show.
I think we just have fun, and like, I think we try to let like the fans know and the crowd know that we're just having fun, and like, I think that hopefully comes across to everybody.
Speaking of shows, I heard you guys have like a pretty serious light rig that you guys carry around with you.
That's actually MacArthur Lighting.
Yeah, we need to plug him.
Our good buddy. He comes out and works with us, and he's phenomenal. He's got four movers, ton of pars, and just really good talent at what he does.
Yeah, he's good at listening to the music as well. He's able to follow it with the lights. He's not just pressing buttons.
Yeah, if anybody out there has ever seen Silo Effect, then you've seen a MacArthur Lighting show too. He works with them as well. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
For all you he kills it.
For all you bands out there, you should contact him. don't steal him from us. Don't pay him a higher rate.
Well, it's good that you would plug him for other bands, because 90% of our listeners are the band that's currently on the show.
Yeah. And Roger.
And Roger. It's funny because it's true. Now, you guys said that was Roger, if anyone could hear the woo in the background.
What's up, Roger?
And,
Oscar.
Is somebody beating up Roger out there? And, so you guys have been together about 4 years. Album just came out in February. What took the time to actually get to that point to record an album? Was it something you guys thought about for a long time, or just we're just having fun playing live? And
we took a while to decide what songs wanted to go on there and whatnot. And it really didn't take that long to record the album. What, maybe a week, 2 weeks?
Just fitting the right people in the band, the puzzle coming together.
Yeah, this group of the four of us has actually only been together for about a year playing. It's just the
year,
four of us.
About a year and a half.
About
a year and a half.
Yeah, year and a half.
So I mean, when the band started, there was six people.
Yeah.
And where'd they all go?
A lot of them go crazy.
We have a bad track record of band members kind of going off the deep end, so we literally don't know where two of our four members are.
So you guys a little scared? Are you worried about it? Are you worried you're going to go?
Especially drummers.
Oh, yeah, drummers are dime a dozen.
Are you worried about being in the band? You might like go crazy there, Bobby?
I'm a little stir crazy as it is with these boys riding that white van all the time.
Yeah. I think you just need to master like a certain way of banging the drum that no one else can replicate.
I'm working on that.
Then you'll be golden.
I'm working on that.
Maybe you should put a towel on your snare drum.
Oh God! Yeah.
That could be your thing, man.
That could be the signature sound.
Signatures.
For all our listeners, like that's an inside joke from before the show started, and you're not privy.
I always thought it would be sweet if someone had like their drum set like set up like 20 feet away from them and they just hit their drums with bull whips.
That would be very entertaining. That's pretty cool.
That would be awesome.
One day, Sean, you're gonna put all these ideas together and you're gonna have the sweetest, weirdest band ever.
You're gonna have to have some strong heads though, man. You might be breaking heads left and right.
That sounds like an act on America's Got Talent or something. Guy up there whipping his drums.
Like a timpani or something.
That would be so cool. I'm gonna start mastering that.
I'm in agreement, that would be cool.
I'm going to get some bull whips. Y'all are going to hear me outside all the time.
Step one, get bull whips.
Then step two, learn how to hit things exactly perfect.
you're gonna have it in no time. It's going to be great. So have you guys been getting rid of a lot of albums since you've had it out playing the shows? Are people picking them up?
Oh,
picking
yeah.
up, taking
oh, yeah.
them with them?
Yeah, things are going great on album sales. And that's, I guess, the main thing is just keep pushing the album and...
Do you have any plans to get off? I know most of your focus has been southeast region and Virginia and southeast.
We got to get up north.
Planning on getting up north or out west?
We've got a tour coming up. I think in August where we're gonna start going up north.
We've been up there a couple times.
We have. Yeah, we've done the city. We've done like upstate New York. We've done Connecticut, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. When you say the city, New York City.
New York City. Yeah.
Well, how was that?
It sucked.
That was,
I
that
can
was
only
like,
imagine being a musician and living up there full time.
I think that was Bobby's first.
You paid.
That was Bobby's first show with us, first trip.
Yeah.
So there's like tons of musicians in New York, probably.
Oh yeah,
too many.
Like, yeah. I feel like to make it, you got to be like the one-legged guy that plays bongos.
With your one leg.
With your one leg and a whip.
And he migrated from some country that, you know, is desolate and poor.
Exactly. That's, you're not kidding, actually.
Nailed it on the head there, Sean. Nailed it on the head. Last time I was in New York, actually checking out some local spots, I wasn't super impressed by a lot of the stuff I saw either.
Yeah, it was.
You know, did you guys see any good? Did you guys go and check any of the?
We didn't really have a chance. We
try to make some friends, or
no? I think we were there for about 2 days.
We kind of just pulled into. I mean, we drove through the night. We pulled into town at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
I actually slept in the van.
Yeah, in the area we were staying in Brooklyn, and we were advised by the people we were staying with that somebody had to sleep in the van the whole time we were there, just to guard our stuff. So
and Bobby drew the short straw.
Yeah, he did.
Slept in the van.
Nice.
And any plans like head out west, or do you have this tour like just in the process of planning, or is anything booked yet?
It's in the planning stages. Yeah.
Do you have any dates booked yet?
Well, we got our buddy's wedding is in Chicago.
Yeah, we're doing our buddy's wedding in Chicago Labor Day weekend. So we're kind of like routing a whole tour. We're gonna like go up north, and then you know head west out to Chicago, and then kind of loop back around through you know Kentucky, Tennessee, and stuff like that. So that'll probably be our longest expedition.
Kentucky next week.
We
are actually. Yeah.
Karma Fest out in Kentucky.
So yeah, that's
Karma
Fest.
Yeah. Moorhead, is that what it is?
Yeah. And yeah. Silo Effect will be there as well. And
yep. Are cool. The Champs playing that?
I think.
No, it's just the only two Richmond bands are the Shack Band and Silo Effect, and we are the first band to play on Friday. I think we go on at like 1 o'clock, and awesome. And Silo Effect is the last band. I think their set's like 3:45 in the morning.
Opening and closing the
we're bookending Friday at Karma Fest.
So okay, you're playing that morning. They're playing that night.
Yeah.
So you should circle back around, and then they should open for you.
There you
and
go.
You can kick off the next morning.
That's right.
Even like 1 o'clock
works.
Before.
We'll be waking up when their set's in.
They'll take a set break when they're done, and then they'll go back on right after that.
Yeah. That could be a lot of fun. That could be a lot of fun. So, you guys just played with Proverbial. Do you guys got anything locally coming up, too?
We've got, we're playing Dominion River Rock down at Browns Island. I think we're playing Saturday.
Yeah, oh, cool. It's gonna be with Keller Williams and
Galactic.
It's gonna be sweet.
And we're doing
what Saturday is that?
That's May 19th.
May 19th.
Yeah.
I know that because my girlfriend's birthday is May 20th.
There you go. Oh. We're also playing that.
And I'm also playing that night.
Points right there.
There
but
go,
we're exactly. We're also doing an after party at the Camel that same Saturday the 19th with the Milk Stain.
Yeah,
I think
Raph's,
they've been in
Raph's
here.
Other band.
Yeah.
Refs, other bands.
Refs, 15th band.
What's up, Ref?
So Bobby's in a couple bands. You guys do any other side projects we need to know about?
Not really, no.
You feel like it's only drummers that do like a million
drummers? No, it's just the real talented people just keep getting seen.
Drummers and bass players, I feel like, are the only ones that have like 9 bands.
Yeah, it's easy to be a drummer. That is
kind
of
true.
Player,
right?
I'm still
ouch.
I'm still waiting for like a band to come out with just 9 drummers.
there actually was a band like that in Richmond. It was like called the. Like, the guy made beats on the Game Boy or did the other sound.
Are you talking about Buttersworth?
No, it wasn't Buttersworth. It was another...
Butterworth, excuse me.
A guy was making music on a Game Boy. Like, seriously.
That's sounds what like Ben does.
And he had, like, 8 drummers or 6 drummers behind him.
That
I've only...
must have been sick.
It was like, doot, doot,
you're
doot,
like,
doot, doot, doot,
20 minutes into it, you're like, I gotta get that.
Drum ensemble.
I've never seen it, but it was, like, kind of the hipster thing to do for, like... Like 2 months, they were like selling out shows because everybody just wanted to see like 6 drummers perform at the same time.
I feel like
and
it was
like
just,
we can't take.
I feel like it would just sound like one tone. It would just
it's like wouldn't it be like a marching band kind of?
Pretty close.
only stationary
without the like band, just the drummers.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
Man, we're about to.
It's kind of like that.
We're about to cut out here in a minute.
We do have to take a little break. We'll play a song. This is Only Insane by PBR.
30 seconds.
In 30 seconds, we're going to play this song.
I'd say I'm dressed to underestimate the effects these drugs are taking on my brain.
Greetings.
Rob's friends. Alejandro here from Alejandro's Fine World of Art. There is nothing I love more than the feeling of being filled by art. I stuff the art inside of myself deeper and deeper, cramming it inside the innermost interior of my being. I really cram the art in there. I pound it so deeply, and when I am totally filled with the art, I hold it inside of me for as long as possible, until I explode. Radio Rubber Room has the art and comedy that I especially love filling me, and you will love having it inside you as well.
Boom.
We are back. This is Radio Rubber Room. We're hanging out with the Shack Band tonight. They're playing us some live tunes, having a good time. It's Sean, you got a buddy in there, I think, right?
Bradley Rockwell's here.
Oh, Brad.
Good to be back.
And again,
Radio Rubber Room. I think he just called you Bradley.
Radley. It's Radley with the R at the front.
Oh, excuse me, Radley.
And again, I forgot to lock the door, so welcome, Radley. Welcome.
It's great to just walk right in. Get in the air conditioning for a while.
I got to talk to Roger about guarding the door a little better. And he sees some bloke walking
in. We've definitely had some stranger guys walk in here, I think.
We have. We get some walk-in requests.
That one guy that just was like, here's my life story from birth. When I was born.
When you're
that one guy.
When you're on a radio station in Ashland, people don't call to request songs. They just knock on the door. Or open it.
Yeah, they come in. They live within one of the 10 houses that we can see from the station.
Come in to request songs.
Well, obviously, I came in here to associate myself with this band, this Richmond band. Cute. That is what I do. Been thinking of a lot of questions. Well, just one, really. But maybe there will be more. You never know.
One's a lot.
I never really like to come into this prepared.
You're doing a great job.
I feel like it's the Radio Rubber Room way.
It is.
We don't even know what's going on right now.
How much money do you think it's smart to carry around at one time?
Not a lot.
not.
Mason lost some money the other weekend, so not too much.
That was a while ago.
It was the other weekend.
$350.
Jacket got stolen.
Mason lost his jacket with $350.
Jacket got stolen.
Cash.
It didn't get stolen. He lost it.
So you carry large amounts of cash on you at all times.
It was band money.
No.
Not anymore.
How much cash do you have on you right now?
Let me check.
He's got about $3.
He's checking.
$1.
Well, I got $2.
$2, toll change.
All right, I'll still rob you.
Follow-up question. Do you think you can beat me in, like, a fight?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You're a Brit.
I'm from Middleton, man.
I forgot Middleton.
It's like an island near England, but it's halfway there. It's like also near Virginia. It's not far. It's like around the corner.
So how did you end up here?
I meander about a bit. I don't usually know where I end up. But a lot of times I just am here and I'm like, oh, there's a big signal tower. I'm drawn to it like a fly. I just go there. I feel like it's happening. There's not a lot going on in Ashland. You know, it's like the center of the universe. I came here to make it bigger than I've already made it in the past. And it's still being tough here.
Well, Riley, do you need a lift to the city? We got a van. We can put you in there at the end of the show.
I find that it's best to appeal to smaller crowds first.
Okay.
The all simple right. folk.
Okay. I didn't know.
I've been playing a lot for bums lately. I think they love it. I don't know. They're on drugs. Bums have really good drugs, by the way. It doesn't make sense to me, but it is the truth.
So what do you play and ask for tips from the bums?
Mostly, or I try to eat food with them and stand next to their firing barrel, whatever they'll allow. Get some old newspapers to stuff my coat with, that kind of thing.
Do you have a place to stay? Do you need a place to stay?
I stay wherever I feel like at the time.
Last time I was here, you were sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, are you not sleeping on Sean's alley couch anymore or whatever?
Well, I was only staying on the couch. I have this condition where I barely sleep. I sleep about 1 hour a week. And I spend a lot of time wandering, doing puzzles in the street, that kind of thing. It's really rebel. It's like the rogue lifestyle. I like to live off the grid completely. Yeah.
I mean, most people I find that I've met that live that kind of lifestyle love to do puzzles.
I've donated most of the millions of pennies that I've made in my life to, like, all kinds of good things like drinking, hookers, drugs, all the top three, you know.
Bit of a philanthropist, huh?
You know, I try to look out for all the people that have tough jobs.
You give back.
You know.
That's good.
That's how I like to rock and roll.
It's good to use your self-proclaimed fame for good.
I didn't come here to talk to you, Paul Blokes. I wanted to interview the band.
Oh, go for it then.
So here's another question that I have for the band. I'm thinking of having like a battle of the band soon, and I'm wondering what kind of hand weapon you would bring to the battle.
Ooh. Probably a mace. We would all bring maces.
I would bring a handgun, and you would be dead.
What's a mace? Like the ball and spikes, and you swing it?
Yeah, ball.
Good answer, Mason.
So Mason is bringing a mace. Bob, Hunter's bringing mace.
I'm going to spray the mace on the ball.
Hunter's going to spray mace and run. He's gone.
Yeah, I do. I would run.
So we've got.
I won't battle. I'm just going to spray mace and run.
So far we've got a mace. Anything else? That sounds like a good combo.
I'd have a sword. I mean, mace. I'd have a sword.
Sword is pretty. It's a traditional. I like the idea of a sword.
Yeah, you definitely got to have a sword.
He's a traditional guy.
Slicing.
I want a horse.
I also feel.
Javelin.
I also feel like it would be cool to have like a lion on a leash. That would be really, really
sweet.
Arguably one of the best weapons that you could have.
As long as you,
as long as
you're in control of that lion. Right?
As long as you keep him hungry and punch him in the ball bag a couple times before the battle, he'll be right angry.
That's
the ball bag.
I would go with claymores. That would be my thing. I just think that's sneaky. I don't know.
It's not really a hand weapon, though.
Well, they're talking about bringing mace anyway. That's not a hand weapon.
It is. You hold it in your hand.
Yeah.
You dispense it with your hand. I think it is a hand weapon.
I think I would have one ninja star in that case. I would only be effective for one kill.
One kill. You better hope you don't miss.
I would hope so.
Well, I thought you had a different method of fighting. Don't you, Sean, have a different method of fighting?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
I might have mentioned one in the past.
Like, isn't it the fetal position?
No.
Something like that, or?
Fetus fighting? Sounds ridiculous. I don't know. I've never heard of that.
The fetal position? Don't you just curl up in a ball?
What I do is I just rip off all my clothes.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, nobody wants to fight a naked guy. They have to touch me. Sometimes I pour oil on myself, too. And they're like, why did I even want to fight this weirdo? All right, man, another question for the band. I've been doing like a lot of research nowadays on like Renaissance artists.
Renaissance?
You know, like a pastern time, like where they used to play lutes and things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was a way less metal period.
Yeah.
And I've learned that a lot of those artists didn't get famous until after they had passed away into the afterlife. And I'm thinking that maybe the band is considered like a group suicide or something. That would really make your 5-song EP like a legend.
Mason might actually do that too. It's like Jonestown,
that's what it was.
Yeah. He's gonna put something in our
beer. Something in the Kool-Aid.
Maybe you should just set up like a tragic death of one of your members and you could always have tributes to him.
All right.
You have the best advice, Radley.
Just kill one another.
Yeah, that's a great promotion tactic, Sean, and I'm sure they're going to consider it.
We could kill off a member that we don't actually have and just pretend like we had another member.
Is that what happened to your other drummers?
We just killed them?
Yeah.
We don't know where they are.
We don't know where they are. That's all we have to say.
They just disappear.
Drummers are weird people.
They are weird people.
They are.
Thank you, Bobby, for admitting it. Finally, a drummer admitted it. Never want to admit it.
I'm kind of like a whiz at electronics. Well, not really, but I've noticed that y'all's trailer outside is opened and it's thundering like right close to the tower here. I don't know if that is a concern.
No, we closed it. We're good.
I didn't want anyone to get electrified in their equipment. I feel like that would be a really cool thing, though, if you like attached a lightning rod to your electric guitar and then got struck by a bolt of lightning right in the middle of a sick solo.
I've done that.
Sweet.
It would be like calling the power of the gods. I'm going to rock the solo. Please strike me with lightning.
I mean, that would...
modern day
I'm speechless.
I've seen some things, mate. I've seen a lamb do a drum solo that would blow your mind. A bloody lamb, man. You would never expect that kind of thing.
So have you ever tried the lightning rod type deal?
No, but that is my total idea. If you think about using it, I will sue you for a lot of monies.
Do you? I mean, but if you're not going to do it yourself, isn't that a waste?
No, I would definitely be doing that idea. It just sounds too brilliant.
So when you, I mean, then do it already. What are you waiting for? What's holding you back?
I just came up with the idea like a fortnight ago.
Well, I mean, it's lightning right now. Why don't you just hop outside, grab a guitar and some tinfoil?
That sounds like an awesome idea. Why don't we take a break? Radley, you guys will loan him a guitar. You're going to go out there and you're going to play guitar in the lightning, right?
We'll take pictures.
We'll just give everybody an update.
Facebook pictures.
We'll give everybody an update.
I feel like it would be memorable. And if I died, I would become more famous than anyone who's ever lived.
In Ashland.
Exactly.
They will build a statue of me in the heart of Ashland.
It is time to take a break. It is time to take a break. This next track, you guys just played a show with them recently. This is Proverbial.
I just want to say I'm getting out of here. It was been great for y'all.
It was nice meeting you.
Peace out. It's
like a pleasant thing that y'all do on the radio. I like it.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Radley. Happy trails. I will miss you a lot. Proverbial end is never.
Hey guys, this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Hi, this is Simon's mom, and I'm here to talk to you about the Camel. The Camel is located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org. Camel, 1621 West Broad Street in RBA.
Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room, here with another great product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Searching the internet can be confusing. My own research has led me to an important discovery that the internet is 99% porn. But with my newest invention, Froogle, you can search the internet easier than ever. You don't even need a computer. Check it out. Grab your touch-tone phone and dial 1-877-FRRROOOGLE and enter your prepaid card number. Now just let the automated voice program guide you.
Thank you for calling Froogle. Please wait while I connect you to the internet. Connection unsuccessful. Trying again. Connection successful. Please say what you are searching for.
Now just tell Froogle what you're searching for. George Washington.
Did you say Jorge Posada?
George Washington.
Did you say lemon chicken recipe?
George Washington.
Searching George Washington.
Instead of giving you potentially thousands of results, Froogle condenses all of its resulting information in just a few short sentences.
An avid vulture breeder, George Washington. Sniping skills helped secure a U.S. victory in World War I. George Washington also won the Tour de France 11 times.
There you have it. Froogle. Condensing information so even I can understand it.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means Bonnier Building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
That was Picture Yourself Live by the Shack Band here on Radio Rubber Room. That is also off the new EP, Born and Raised, correct?
Yes.
Man, that song, like, it was super awesome.
Yeah, that was a really, really good song.
I wanted to, like, come in there and move my body.
Did you move your body in there?
Yeah.
A little, just a little bit?
He's doing nodding. A little dancing.
Some head nodding?
Sometimes chair it's crazy dancing. In
so
this room.
So it, Picture Yourself as the Sean Austin, the first stamp of approval.
Man, that song, it was like, it started off all like Trans-Siberian-like. and then I feel like Bradley Nowell just rolled around his grave. He was like, man, that was awesome.
Yeah.
He meant that in a good way, guys. He just he has a weird way of explaining things sometimes, but it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. All right.
Well, definitely, like, is that, I mean, that has to be some kind of influence towards y'all, like.
I mean, I didn't really get into Sublime, but, like, Sublime was in my car for at least 4 or 5 years, just, like, you know, so random tracks. I wasn't, like, super into it, but I definitely had.
It's all I listened to 4 years.
I just had, like, I don't know. I wasn't, like, buying Sublime CDs, but I definitely had the tracks I listened to.
Sublime is one of those things that you can't hate. Like puppies.
Exactly. Yeah. For sure.
Like, nobody's like, I hate puppies. They're the devil.
How do you guys, what's the process that you guys take when writing a song? Is it like, you know, Hunter, do you just come with lyrics or do you guys write it together? I mean, how does that work?
It varies. I mean, we all write songs, but like when I write a song, I go and lock myself in the laundry room and just, I don't know, just jam pretty much.
Sit on the dryer while you're.
The music definitely comes first, and then
something awesome after 8 hours in the laundry.
but music comes first, and then melody for me, and then lyrics.
Do you at least like kill two birds with one stone and like do your laundry?
Oh, definitely. but if I'm doing my laundry, I can't record either because it's
loud.
So, well, I mean that might fit into a track somewhere.
Maybe
make that work.
Started out with the laundry.
Yeah. Maybe you guys are thinking about a name change from the Shack Band to the Laundry Room.
Thought of that? Wasn't that the name? Yeah, I named a little CD I did the Laundry Room Sessions.
Oh, nice.
Do you guys have plans for? Because you guys have a ton of material, correct?
How many songs?
Do you have a plan for a full length
total?
Yeah.
Like original songs?
Yeah, original tunes.
20 to 25.
Oh, that's
like
that's
20 to 30 maybe.
So that's like two albums right there, at least.
Yeah, but you don't want to.
We didn't want to flood everybody with.
Yeah, but you don't have to. You don't have to write new stuff. You can just record all that stuff.
Yeah, but for going out and play, we play so much. Yeah. You know, you want to continue to keep and just coming out with new stuff.
Cherry pick.
Yeah, but you want to play new stuff too, man, because you start to get tired.
Yeah,
For sure.
Full length albums are wasted on people. Right. That's just my honest opinion.
And I mean, that the way that music's going now, too, it's not, no one's really going out and buying CDs or downloading stuff, single tracks.
Or putting an album in and listening to it from start to finish, you know, that's rare. It's not a record, you know.
We're going to put that back.
Music lovers do that. Yeah, we'll put that back.
Right, right, right.
That's not saying we're not going to do that, but yeah.
I could never imagine listening to a record from beginning to end.
It must be terrible. Yeah.
Like, so much time involved. I don't like to invest in things.
What about video? I mean, you guys got an awesome van out there with a really, really cool trailer filled with equipment. You got a light rig that a guy who brings lights out and follows you around. You're doing the college circuit. How and when does video work into the equation?
We got a video getting ready to come out, actually, from our CD release party at the Camel.
Okay.
And other than that video,
we're actually taking a guy on a tour with us. Yeah. We're going to Asheville, Athens, Georgia,
Savannah,
Georgia,
Charleston, South Carolina. I think the run that we're trying to take this guy on. Right. Kind of do like a documentary type deal, you know.
Are you referring more to music video or
no? Just video in general. I mean, video, people, bands. I see so many really, really good bands who don't have video to back them up. I mean, music video, live video. You know, whatever you can do.
I mean, we're definitely in the front of our mind. Like, I mean, like I said, like music industry is so much different nowadays. Like, you have to include all that. And if you don't, like, where are you gonna be?
We opened up for Mo a while back and had all of our songs recorded by a guy in the back. filming it, and that's on YouTube. other stuff, live shows and things like that. I mean, we got our fair share of stuff on YouTube you can check out.
So can people, other, even though it's not a studio album, can people find your all your catalog and material live?
Oh, yeah.
You got some recordings all over the place.
Yeah,
that too.
For sure.
Now, and that's all on the iTunes. Are those available on iTunes as well? Or?
Well, those are just YouTube, right?
Yeah. Just YouTube?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, live sound versus music video. I mean, how many people actually share live videos, live music videos, versus how we see people sharing like actual music videos? Is that something that you have, you know, in the near future, like an actual music video?
That would be cool. I just checked out one of our good buddies, Moon Taxi, out of Tennessee. They put out a music video. It's really cool. So we might be leaning towards that.
Music videos haven't died by any means, especially with YouTube. You know, people, I feel like everybody still does music videos.
Yeah, like
they're on YouTube, and it's just a great way to like promote stuff.
I definitely just not sitting in front of the TV watching them anymore.
Exactly, you're not Beavis and Butthead. And your
you
videos,
gotta go looking
you know.
For them.
Yeah. Apache Radio put out a music video. They had been together for I guess like 2 months. Put out an album. Put out a music video, and then next thing you know, they have, you know, a bunch of people at their shows. I think that music videos are, I think a lot of musicians don't put them,
overlook them, yeah.
Yeah, they overlook them. You know, it's kind of like a secondary thing. Mm-hmm. I think that they're more important than, you know, most people realize.
I mean, I think it's cool, like Bobby was saying, our friends Moon Taxi, like the video they put out, it's not obviously on any TV station, but it's really well made, and like people are watching it. Like you can watch the views that go up, and Moon Taxi is blowing up, like,
sort of like putting a name to a face, you know, as far as a band. It's like, you know, especially if you're not able to see them, if you don't, you know, live somewhere where we're playing. Or, for instance, Moon Taxi, you watch the video and it's like, oh, that's what that singer looks like, you know. And
plus, you can say much more with a music video than
sure.
just a song or a live performance,
right.
too.
I feel like you just got to start playing, like, nurseries where babies are, and when they grow up, they're going to only like
songs.
Picture yourself, baby.
Or just go around and sing to like groups of pregnant women.
Yeah,
like Lamaze classes.
You'll just raise a whole.
I feel like you'll get arrested
base. Doing
something like that.
Well, you set it up. I mean, I don't know. Nah,
you should just.
I don't see how you
just
get
say pregnant for. Women get in free.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it'll be
really
like
right.
You know, people play like classical music. You know, for the baby. But yeah, it'll be like that. Except they'll come out loving Shaq Band
in 16, 17 years. You guys could be blowing up.
I think you guys get a music video. Your songs are cool. I think you guys get a cool music video. I don't think you have to like break the budget. Just have fun.
Yeah.
And I think you see a dramatic increase in like the people who are out at your shows. And also, I think it'll get you more gigs. You
definitely.
Know? A little bit further out.
Which song from tonight would y'all say is most epitomally Shaq Band?
I'll seal the deal.
Probably.
Is what everybody, my mom, I don't think she's taken the CD out of her CD player since we put it out, but that's her. She loves that song. So do a ton of my other friends. They really like that.
What would you do if your mom was like, I hate your music?
I don't know. That'd be pretty tough.
Keep going.
It'd probably be a punk rock band or something.
Yeah, I guess it's a little easier listening to for the older folks. No offense, mom.
Minus a point.
All of our moms are older. All
right, it's time to take a break into a song. This is Farm Vegas with Sway,
and they are playing this Saturday night.
Yeah, Campbell.
Oh, the after party, right? Yeah.
Boom.
Well, I never wanna be your schoolboy. No, never was much for me. It's a mighty sad day in the USA. Well, I'm gonna try, well, I'm gonna try. Cause I'm caught up in the sway of your sunflower eyes. Well, I wish that I could quit you. I can't find the words to say goodbye. All the good times, all the bad times too. If you wanna go through with the truth, only thing I ever really wanted to do was use you. I slipped up and I let you go. I searched you out like an old window. Slipped up and now I find we're both broken hearted. I slipped up and now they got me down. I guess nothing gets past this town. Now my name's getting tossed around. But I never wanna be a schoolboy. I know it never was much for me. And it's a mighty sad day in the USA.
Hey, this is Zamzam. Hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Are you a man over 50? Do you have less mojo in the bedroom? Do you find yourself losing stamina? This can lead to a dramatic change in thoughts and mood. You may find yourself having an increased desire to knit, wash dishes, do laundry, have a period, or go shopping. Research suggests that men can lose their testosterone at a rate of 75% a year. That's 1.5 testicles. Good God. A new device is now available to counteract this debilitating debility. The phalanx! The phalanx is a device placed in the vicinity of the associated area. Once it reaches the aforementioned zone, it knows what to do. Going commando? No problem. The phalanx has hundreds of manipulating probes that cling and massage to stimulate your area to create new testosterone naturally and create a sensational tingling effect. It has vacuum seals. With spout attachment, it recycles all of your fluids into drinkable water. Your lover will notice you have it on as it goes to work for both parties. Coming in sizes like Humble, Average, Magnum, and the Demolisher! The artificial technology makes it possible for the phalanx to learn the techniques that best work for you. You will be feeling good all the time. The phalanx also increases desirability to potential mates. New from Spoofco, the phalanx. Get yours today.
I feel it working. Ooh, yeah, yeah, that's making a difference.
The phalanx.
In 5 delicious carbonated meat flavors, chicken, pork, beef, fish, and ostrich, crack open a refreshing carbonated can of liquid meat.
I'm having beef. What about you?
I mix chicken and ostrich and it tastes just like turducken.
Packed full of protein, liquid meat is the preferred energy drink for bachelors and 3 out of 10 bodybuilders. Homeless people love liquid meat too.
You spare a dollar.
Too busy to make dinner? Feed your family an ice-cold, refreshing can of liquid meat.
With Al Qaeda suicide hotline. If you are driving car bomb at military checkpoint, press 1.
If you are wearing suicide bomber vest in crowded marketplace, press 2. If you are arming roadside bomb, press 3. If you are in bathtub with razor blade to wrist while listening to Radio Rubber Room, press 4.
We'll be right back.
Got work to do here on Radio Rubber Room. So what work do you guys have to do?
We have no work to do.
You really have no work
to
do?
We have musical.
Yeah, we got musical work to do.
Derek, you asked the best question.
Yeah, nice.
What
work
is there to do, guys?
I figured that would be coming.
I'm very predictable.
I feel like me coming over and watching you guys increased your playing ability by 100%.
I felt better seeing you out there.
It's that extra hundredth.
I started sweating.
Some.
Yeah, I was sweating.
You know, a lot of musicians, when you see them, they all have this puss. You know, they're just like, I don't care what I'm doing. I'm cool. You know, you guys definitely, like, there's, like, crazy. Y'all got crazy looks in your eyes, and it's very fun to watch y'all.
That's what it's all about, man.
I developed a couple of questions that I want to find out before the end of the show, which is coming up, you know.
Sure.
What is the biggest enemy to the Shack Band?
Sweet Home Alabama. Every single frat show.
Oh, man, like last night.
Heavily requested?
Literally harassed last night.
Is it something you end up giving the people what they want?
Never.
I like that you, like, just had an answer. You had to think about every other question except that one.
Well, this guy told us to play some covers last night, and, like, we played, I think, well, we had like ten song first set, and five of them were covers.
You guys
were like, man, we're not a cover band. You know, we're doing.
He's like, I only know Sweet Home Alabama.
What do you want to hear? Sweet Home Alabama. Goes, I love that.
That would get this party going.
I think you guys should come up with a song that just starts with that, like, dun 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 out, and then, like, totally goes a different
or just
direction.
Tease it at least.
I was really, actually, that last song, it was like so much more rocking. You know, like, I like the more jammy that y'all were playing earlier.
It's a slap bass, man.
And
slap
then just
bass.
Like, yeah, that bass. Bass like crazy in that song.
I mean, our live shows definitely have more of that rocking aspect of it.
All four of your guys' songs were awesome. Work to do. It was different, man. It gave you guys another dimension too. So, and once you start slapping that bass, man, it's, how can you deny it? People who don't like slap bass hate puppies.
And I don't know if you saw it. Sean can only dance below the ankles, but he was definitely. Below the ankles, he was cranking.
Sliding his feet around, was what he was doing.
What, in your guys' opinion, what is the most influential record of all time?
Sweet Home Alabama.
They want to stab that.
Whatever
record
that's on.
Oh,
I don't know.
That's an awesome question.
Yeah.
I feel like we can't group a.
That's what we like. That's what we do on trips. Like, when we're on trips, we listen to, like, records in their entirety, whether it's something that's new or something that's classic.
Did somebody plan that out? Someone in charge of that, or is it like a mixed spot?
Oh, it's like, who brought CDs?
It's maybe about 20% of the time.
So,
somebody
are heading somewhere soon. You don't have that already queued up, ready to go.
I mean,
this is what we're listening to. We've got a 2-hour trip. And
what's in there right now is the Heavy Pets from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Boca. Yeah, we love those guys.
Boca.
All right. Boca. I have no answer. That's
how we evade the question.
Sorry.
This is the. I do have one more serious question I'd like to ask the band. If you had a radio show, what would it be called?
Shack Off.
Shack Off, yeah.
Shack Off. You wouldn't not Radio Shack.
Shacking Off.
Radio Shack. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty clever.
There we go.
Radio Shack. Writing that down, changing the name tomorrow.
That is a winner.
Shack Radio. Phone off the
hook down there.
I do. Just ignore that. Just ignore that dial.
We'll no longer be accepting phone calls.
Well, we've talked a lot about your guys' live shows. We've talked about lights. We really haven't told people like how they can reach out to you through the internet. Do you guys want to talk about that really quick? Like, what's the best way to get in touch with the Shack Band?
Probably Facebook or
Shackband.com.
Yeah, or our website, which is theshackband.com.
We just put up a new website just this past week, actually. So
that's true. Yeah,
we're about to have a on the road section where it's just like videos of us just like doing stuff.
Nothing
like this.
Related
I guess. It's
a tour blog.
We're just gonna write stuff and show stuff that we do outside of music.
So we just missed the cut.
Let me get my phone going. We'll get a little video. We still got 30 minutes.
Yeah.
What?
Good question. Good question.
Who manages that? If it's a tour blog, do you guys all kind of go to town on it, or is there like? Now, who's the worst at that?
Oh, me. I'm not on the internet.
Oh, you're a drummer. You have an excuse.
Exactly.
Who else? Who is?
I mean, it's kind of like me and Mason and Andrew doing all that stuff. I don't know. We split it, I guess.
Come up with really dumb ideas and videotape them. And
Hunter definitely is the one who puts the videos together.
Yeah, I'll do all the video editing and whatnot.
And all that cool stuff.
Now, are all you guys, like, what you write? Because I like to read things like that. What you guys write, is it all kind of like, you know, tongue-in-cheek or just having fun? Or is one of you, like, the serious one? One of you is, like, the joker? Like,
I would say Hunter would probably be the serious one, but then Mason and I
don't think I'm serious. I'm not serious. I just don't speak up. If I'm thinking something, I usually just say to myself. I think Mason's the serious one.
Who gets ripped on the most?
Who's the scapegoat?
Who's the stupidest band?
Not songwriting, just getting ripped on in general.
I'll tell you.
Who do you guys like the least?
Ricky, our sound man.
Uncle Ricky.
No, Ricky's the one we love the most.
Name something that you hate about everyone in the band.
He is trying to break
you. Hunter is a smelly, smelly, smelly human being.
If we were only going to have one of you guys back, who do you think it should be?
Definitely me for the third time.
Yeah, he's trying to.
I'm trying to get that plaque in here, man.
Dude, we're going to get you a 6-foot trophy with a roll of toilet paper on the top.
That's what I'm talking about.
Definitely, it's been a pleasure having you guys. I think you guys should get together, form another band, play similar music, come back and see us again.
Sounds good.
All right, we are just about out of time. We've got time for one more.
I've had a great time, though, guys. I've had a great time hanging out.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You guys too. Thank you so much.
Enjoyed it. Next week, we do have the Rift.
Whoa. That was weird.
DJing over there.
I know. So I'm so good at this.
Yeah, you're really so good at playing a CD player. you're getting better, though. All right. Next week, we do have the Rift. Wednesdays at the Republic. Next week will be Thursdays at the Republic. So mark your calendars.
Yeah, only next week.
Only next week. Thursdays. This is Silo Effect with Surfaces. We'll be right back.
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.